Recorded live at Nightmare Studios in Houston, Texas, you're listening to the Genghis and Ragman Show, where two jamokes drink and rate craft beer while they chew the fat about the world of hard rock and heavy metal, followed up by one-on-one interviews with veterans and newcomers in the industry. I'm your official announcer, Joey Clams, and here to introduce themselves is tonight's special guest.
This here's Granny from Granny Four Barrel, and I give you the right to rock!
Without further ado, here are two co-hosts who are so metal, they rust when they sweat. It's Genghis and Ragman.
This is Granny from Granny Four Barrel, and you're listening to Genghis and Ragman. Horns up!
Alright guys, you are here live with Ragman, mano e mano, with probably the oldest person that's ever been on the RightToRock.com, the Genghis Ragman Show, Granny from Granny Four Barrel. So everybody, watch your fucking mouth, because we have a lady in our presence, and she's old, she's wise, and this is Granny. People give it up. Granny, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, Ragman. You don't have to. I've heard it all before. Fucking A.
Wow. I like a lady with a little bit of age and wisdom that can still keep it fun after all these years. I mean, I don't want to ask your age, but I know you've been around for a little bit. And for the moves you got, I'm impressed.
Well, it's the rock that keeps you young is what it is. I mean, I crawl up on the stage, but when I feel the power of metal, everything changes.
You know what? It does. And it keeps you young, right?
That's right.
We want to welcome you to Houston. Is this your first time to Houston?
It sure is.
Well, you guys and ladies brought the house down tonight, and I got to say, I've seen a couple videos, but I really didn't know what to expect. So I went around the merch tables. I was doing my due diligence. I said, what am I going to expect? Everybody said, a kick-ass rock show. And that's exactly what we got. You guys are really awesome.
I sure appreciate that. It's like, I don't know, it's kind of like Looney Tunes meets the Munsters meets Judas Priest or something.
Well, I got to say, I love the angle. I went to the merch table and fell in love with the shirts. I told the Metal Munchkin here that I'm not buying a shirt tonight, but I saw your shirts and they have this classic, like, horror movie vibe.
Right. Famous Monsters look. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I love that shit. And I wear very obnoxious t-shirts. concert shirts, beer shirts, whatever. Mm-hmm. Pisses my wife off to no end, but I don't give a fuck. And she's like, you know what? That's why I love you, Dad, because you don't care. Right,
your
right.
style, Ragman.
So can you kind of tell us, you know, where did Granny Four Barrel come from? What's kind of the idea behind the whole band and so forth?
I mean, I always thought, wouldn't it be fucking cool to have a badass old woman front a metal band and have it kick you in the ass?
Damn straight.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, horror inspired. It's, it's out there, left to center. But I like scary shit and I like heavy metal, so I think old women are kind of creepy.
Well, I gotta ask you this. You know, Doro calls her the queen of metal. What do you call yourself?
Well, I'm the matriarch of metal. And I'm safe saying that because I don't think all these pretty young girls want to be known as matriarchs, and I'm cool with it.
Good for you. And I love you. You know, you're so comfortable with everything. So that's awesome, man.
Yeah, well, it's a good time. We're having a good time out here.
Well, I guess when the whole concept of the band came together, was it something where, was it based off a movie? Was it based off just an idea, a premise? Or how did the whole band come together, and how long have you guys been around?
Well, this band's been around about 7 years, 7-8 years in different configurations, but the last 3 years we honed it all in. We wrote a bunch of original songs and recorded them, ready to release our record. But again, it's a horror inspired. I've seen a couple movies back in the day that made me think, wow, like Psycho. I mean, what would Norman Bates' mom look like fronting a metal band, or even Karen Black in Burnt Offerings? If you ain't seen it, you better watch that.
It's an awesome movie. Yeah,
that's right. The creepy old woman that lives upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Fucks everybody up at the end.
Well, that's awesome, because I'm a huge horror movie fan. You can ask her. I love horror, and like I said, when I went to the merch table, seeing the shirts, I'm like, it just brought me back. So I gotta say that you're probably thinking Alice Cooper, somebody like that. Yeah. Really, a lot of inspiration
exactly.
there.
Exactly. Yeah, and I mean all the greats, shock rock bands. That's right. Alice is right in the mix. I mean, how can you not be inspired?
Well, let me ask you this. Being in a smaller club, do you have to kind of tone down the show a little bit on as far as the theatrics? In bigger venues, can you do a bit more? Or, I mean, you just put on a kick-ass live show.
Well, thank you. I mean, you know, we just tailored it to the tour. We knew we didn't have a ton of time, so we said, all right, what are we going to get away with in small and medium-sized clubs? But, look at the band Ghost. I mean, they're playing on some big stages doing some real cool shit. I can see Granny doing that.
I tell you what, I would love to see you guys with Maiden like they were with Maiden a year or so ago. That was awesome.
Yeah.
If you were on a bigger stage, would you go with more of a theme, with like an Alice Cooper theme, with doing a lot more theatrical type stuff?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, this is kind of Victorian era inspired, you know, Penny Dreadful. I mean, we could do some crazy steampunk old Victorian scenery, and I mean, the sky's the limit.
Well, let me ask you this. So, as far as like a record, I know I've seen a couple videos. I don't have a full record yet. What is the thought? Was it doing a bunch of singles and then putting a record out? Or have you mentioned earlier?
All right, so Jesse James Dupree, the singer for Jackal, mm-hmm. he owns Mighty Loud Records. That's the label we're on. We got a full-length record already recorded, ready to go, but we're just releasing singles until the right time. Then we're going to unleash the whole album. 2018, it's going to happen this year, but it's all done.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And everything you played live, I'm assuming, is coming off that new record.
Right. That's right. Yeah, you heard a good piece of the record right there.
Well, I've got to ask you, what was the name of the song After She Likes Guns? Because I really dug that.
Oh, that's Monolithic.
That was killer.
Yeah,
man.
That's a big song. It's about a big, you know, it's about, like I said, a unified force coming together as one powerful, you know, unit.
Well, as far as lyrics and so forth, is it horror-inspired? Do you take that from, like, a horror angle, or is it more just, you know, whatever comes around?
Yeah, you know, it's just like, it's always about the song. You know, I mean, we just try to write about cool things. It doesn't have to be in any specific, you know, I mean, well, one common theme for Granny is badass chicks getting revenge. That's a common thread, and I kind of like that. And but we got other metal songs, and there's even a remake of a Judas Priest song on the record. I ain't going to say what it is, but it's all British steel.
Nice. So almost like a Quentin Tarantino vibe of your...
Exactly, Quentin Tarantino, that's right.
Oh, that's sweet, man.
Uh-huh. I can't wait to hear the record. It's well, what we heard tonight, I was blown away. I want to ask you about She Likes Guns.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of controversy about the person who helped you direct the video.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. I knew it was a year prior to all the news hitting with Stormy Daniels.
Right.
But you guys had contacted her and, I guess, formed a relationship. It's like, come on, let's do a video.
Yeah, right, because she's friends with Jesse Dupree. So last year, he was like, hey, you need a video for She Likes Guns. That was going to be the first single on the radio. And then we did a video with Stormy. Yep.
Well, with all her publicity right now, has that helped you guys at all?
Well, I mean, it doesn't hurt. You know, when you do a video with someone whose name is in the news like that and you have the opportunity to release it, do you release it while they're in the news or when they ain't in the news? So, you know, it sure does.
Well, I think I didn't try it, but I just thought about it. If you Google search Stormy Daniels, you could come up with Granny Four Barrel. That would be freaking awesome.
Well, you do now. I mean, just Google, go ahead and punch in Granny Four Barrel Stormy Daniels, and there's pages. I mean, there's shit coming out in Russia and Japan on it.
Nice. Well, I heard in the video there were real guns there, and I'm assuming everything was empty. I know there's accidents have happened on movie sets where, like, hey, we had blanks, but somehow this bullet got in there. So do you guys check that kind of stuff, all the firearms?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we shot it in downtown L.A., and first of all, I mean, you know, I do everything above the law. But when it comes to something like that, you know, you got to have yourself a gun wrangler, just like on a movie set. Like, you got to have a license. You can't just show up in a club with, you know, AK-47s and all kinds of weapons. So we had a gun wrangler. He checked everything. Everybody was safe. I mean, went over it multiple times, just like on a movie.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. And when I heard there were, like, real guns in the video, I was like, you always get kind of had that oh shit moment. I don't know if you were a Crow fan, but Brandon Lee dying the way he did on the set, it was horrible.
It's why you got to, you know, be educated and take your time or be careful.
Well, like you said, when you guys write songs, you just kind of go in, you do it. Is there any sort of process? Do you start with a riff, or how's it work?
Most of the time, it's a... Well, you know, it's split down the middle. Sometimes it could just be a lyrical idea, right? And then it builds from there. Sometimes it's on a riff. I mean, we got a song called Time Bomb. And I was listening to a fucking toaster oven, and it was clicking on the timer. And I kept it. It was right in time, and I said, Time Bomb, Time Bomb. And then I just wrote a song based on that damn toaster oven.
That's awesome. And something else I find very unique about you guys is you have two guitar players, basically one on guitar, another one on violin.
That's right.
And there's one other violinist that's blown me away. It's a guy in Kansas. But your guy tonight, I mean, it's almost like he's playing guitar on the violin.
He's got a five-string Steinberger. So what's cool about the violin and heavy metal is, if I need a number two guitar player, he's got it covered. But he can also do shit a guitar can't do.
Oh, yeah.
Learn it tonight.
When he did Eruption, I was like, what the hell? That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, as far as bass, does the Butcher, does he kind of play more of a bass line on some of the guitar stuff he's doing? Or
bass track running, and the Judge, who's playing drums, he's running a Mac back there.
Uh-huh.
So he's got a bass track that's going the whole time that he plays with. So
It's
like, we had some issues with bass players, so we said, fuck it. Now the Mac's the bass player. We always get along with him. We don't have to pay him nothing.
Would you guys look at it, getting a bass player, or you're happy with what you're doing?
I mean, I'm all for having a full band, but, you know, we're going to work into that. It just works fine right now, so...
Oh, yeah, I agree. And, you know, Freak Flag, what a killer song. Another great video. Can you tell us a little bit how Freak Flag came together for you?
Yeah, I mean, I just wanted to, you know, a song that just represented what Granny is, which really is nonconformity, freedom of expression. And, I mean, that's it, right? Freak Flag. It's like I said tonight, the older I get, the less time I got, and the less time I got, the less fucks that I give about what people think. And that's what the song's about, you know? I want to encourage people to you know, love their brothers and sisters for who they are. That's it. That's my maternal advice.
Well, I like your sending a positive message, yeah, which is cool.
Positive, but yeah, you got to kick ass too.
Hell yeah. Well, let's talk about the last song you did tonight. Mm-hmm. And that was High Energy. Yeah. I didn't know it, but I was singing it at the end. Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about that song?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was like, all right, we don't need anything deep philosophical. Let's just write something sexy and fast.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are we going to call something fast and sexy? We're going to call it Nitro Sexy.
Oh, it's catchy as hell. I think that could be
a fast machine. You know, it's innuendo. It's about a hot chick or, you know, a fast car. It's sexy, man. Yeah.
Well, Granny, I'm kind of perplexed here because you're writing songs about hot chicks.
That's right.
And you're an older lady.
Well, I like girls.
Wow. Well, good for you.
I go both ways.
Good for you.
That's right.
Well, as far as airplay, have you guys been able to garner any airplay from like satellite radio or local radio stations? You guys are from New York, correct?
That's right. Well, you know, in October we put out Freak Flag. And that came out, it was number 26 on the Billboard. You can look that up.
Nice.
That's right. Indicator chart. We started, you know, way down, then we got into the top 40, and number 26. We were still on the charts for about 5 months.
Wow.
So getting ready to release another single now.
Have you guys broke into, like, satellite radio with, like, Octane or somebody like that?
That's coming.
Good,
we
good.
We got folks working on that right now. They want us to get out, you know, build up the fan base, do this two-month tour with THC, and you'll be hearing something real soon.
Well, I was going to ask you, how long did the tour last, and is there plans after this tour? I guess the record comes out at that point, probably.
That's right.
And then what happens after that?
We'll do a fall tour. Yeah. Not sure with who. We got a bunch of bands right now. We're agents talking.
That'd be nice if you could get on a big scale type tour,
right,
get really introduced into an audience, and I think you'd go over well because you're different. You're something we have not seen in the metal community in a long time. So there was Cooper, I guess the last one to really do anything was probably Manson,
yeah, right,
or you know Slipknot, Manson, that type of thing. But it's time for somebody else to come out and
it's
just
time for the metal matriarch is what's time.
Hell yeah,
that's right.
Oh yeah. So do you have a date for the new record yet, or is it still kind of pending?
It's up to the label. It's up to the label. Yeah, we're going. But it's this year. It's going to happen.
Well, that's awesome. Well, I can't wait to hear it. Well, Granny, before we let you go tonight, is there anything you'd like to tell the fans out there?
Well, I just want to say, just like Freak Flag, you know, be true to yourself. Don't let anybody tell you who you should be or what you should do. Don't hurt anybody. Just be, you know, be yourself. And kick fucking ass.
Hell yeah. Well, Granny, we want to thank you for coming on the Genghis and Ragman show here on therightrot.com. It was an honor, man, and it was an honor to see you live. You guys kicked ass. I didn't know what to expect. Like I said, I did my due diligence. Everybody said, they are freaking awesome. They're going to steal the show. So, congratulations, man. You kicked my ass. I think you kicked her ass.
Man.
We were smiling the whole time. I don't remember the last time I went to a show and I smiled through the whole show. And you probably saw us, like, grinning from ear to ear.
I didn't know who he was, but I was like, that guy.
Look at that bald bastard.
That's right. He's having a good time.
We were having a good time, and you guys were awesome. So we want to thank you for coming on the show, and we look forward to talking to you again in the future when that new record comes out, and we'll dissect it together.
All right. Sounds good. Bless you, Ragman. You have a good night.
You too, Granny.
All right.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you.
She likes guns, na 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 na. has been Genghis
and Ragman,
and you've been listening to the Right to Rock podcast, and we appreciate you listening, and we want to give a big thank you to Tracy G, who is the third unofficial member of the group. We appreciate all of his work, especially the Broken Man song, which is the theme song to the Right to Rock podcast.
Also, we're going to give high props to our boys in Sonic X. Adam and Joseph have lent us 13 to finish the show, so what you're listening to right now is 13 by Sonic X. So check them out, and keep checking us out. And horns up.